Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I'm kind of tired this morning. I had a few hours sleep this morning, Lizzie.
I'm telling you, I'm so proud of you. Look at you.
I didn't think we were going to get home from the airport last night in Raleigh-Durham. We had an electrical outage at 4:30 in the morning yesterday at the airport, and the planes were backed up all day. But I think that our flight on Delta was the first one that got out practically on time, about 20 minutes late. And so just a little bit of sleep, but all good. Got to see beautiful fall foliage in North Carolina. And Sarah P. Duke Gardens, the Duke Gardens up in Greensboro. So I'm going to be posting a lot of photographs on that later. And so I'm very excited. And so this hour, we're going to be talking about the most perfect azalea in the world. And you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And you're going to want this shrub. Also, too, I'd like to remind everyone about my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza Tour, which is going to visit America's Garden Capital and the Philadelphia Flower Show next June. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can find out more information about it. It's filling up very quickly. We just got a few spots left, and so I am looking forward to that. So, you know, when we're talking about minerals with Dana Venrick, the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, he talked about how it's important for plants for that we, you know, we have the fertilizers and the minerals that we need to provide. But the plants have a certain amount of, lifestyle that they produce things. And the dirty word of the day today is autotrophs. Autotrophs is a word that we're going to let John Denver, he's going to welcome us into the dirty word of the day. Let's listen.
Row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
So my dirty word of the day is autotroph, and an autotroph is an organism that can produce its own food using light, water, carbon dioxide, and other chemicals. Because autotrophs produce their own food, they're sometimes called producers. So plants are the most familiar type of autotroph, but there are many different kinds of autotrophic organisms. Algae, which lives in water and whose larger forms are known, seaweed, is autotrophic. And then phytoplankton, tiny organisms that live in the ocean, are autotrophs. And some types of bacteria are also autotrophs. So most autotrophs use a process called photosynthesis to make their food. In photosynthesis, autotrophs use energy from the sun to convert water from the soil and carbon dioxide from the air into a nutrient called glucose. Glucose is a type of sugar that gives plants energy. Plants also use glucose to make cellulose, a substance that's used to grow and build cell walls. All plants with green leaves, from the tiny mosses to towering fir trees, synthesize or create their own food through photosynthesis. To explain autotrophs in a food chain, you want to think about scientists grouping organisms into trophic or nutritional levels. So there are three trophic levels. Because autotrophs do not consume other organisms, they are the first trophic level. So autotrophs are eaten by herbivores, organisms that consume plants. Think about your favorite herbivore right there. So herbivores are the second trophic level. And then carnivores, creatures that eat meat, and omnivores are the third trophic level. All food chains start with some type of autotroph, again, producers. For example, autotrophs such as grasses grow in the Rocky Mountains, and then mule deer are herbivores. They're the primary consumers, which feed on the autotrophic grasses. So then carnivores such as mountain lions hunt and consume the deer. So that's the word autotrophs, the word of the day, and that definition came from the National Geographic Society. And so we don't have mule deer here, Lizzie.
I was wondering whenever you said that. I'm like, where are they at?
They're in the Rocky Mountains. But so I just a heads off to the Rocky Mountains and Utah. And we're just over on the West Coast today with Dana Venrick. So I thought it was appropriate. But you can find all of my dirty words each week along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips, articles, and more on betterlawns.com. So let me just go back to my North Carolina trip. It is just beautiful there right now. And the Sarah P. Duke Gardens, did you know that the 36th parallel runs through latitudinal through Sarah P. Duke Gardens? The gardens are made up of 55 acres of landscapes and covered walkways, 5 miles of alleys and pathways. And they just have a beautiful vegetable garden. They have other gardens such as the historic gardens, the terrace gardens. They have the Victoria water lilies and koi. Got beautiful pictures of those. They have a carnivorous plant collection. They have the Japanese gardens and the Kathleen Smith Moss Garden. So if you're in the Raleigh-Durham area, in Greensboro area this fall, just stop by. It's beautiful. All four seasons of the year, and they just have wonderful, beautiful plants. So we're going to be talking about a perfect world. In a perfect world, there'd be a flowering shrub that is beautiful, that you wouldn't have to prune, fits perfectly under a window in full sun or shade, and re-blooms. They are the new on the market, and they are perfect. The azaleas are wonderful. If I do say so myself, because I've installed them already in two different landscapes, and the whole street is buzzing about how beautiful these azaleas are.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so stoked about this.
Dr. Judson LeCompte is with us, and he's going to be telling us all about these new re-blooming double azaleas, the Perfecto Mundo azaleas from Proven Winners Color Choice. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner series of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available participating dealers while supplies last. The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. One of my favorite opportunities as a garden communicator is letting you know what new plants are on the market. I love finding new plants. With us right now is Dr. Judson LeCompte. He's an internationally known nurseryman, researcher, speaker, teacher, and plant hunter. You know, Lizzie, in a perfect world, I would be a plant hunter.
Me too.
I would love them. Judson is based in Grand Haven, Michigan. And he and his team at Spring Meadow Nursery are developing, selecting, and introducing superior wooden plant genetics to the world's leading shrub brand, Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs, one of my favorite brands. So he hails from Alabama's loveliest village on the plain, and he is a self-described plant nerd, keeps an extensive plant collection at home, and enjoys gardening, pure Michigan summers, and good eating in his downtime. Dr. LeCompte, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
Well, I just want to know, where is the loveliest village on the plain?
Of course, that's Auburn, Alabama, War Eagle.
There you go. And so, a War Eagle from Georgia, Alabama, going up to Michigan. What's the weather like right now in Michigan?
Well, we have our first real good icing of the year. So we're in the 30s, and it's nice and chilly and blustery up here right now.
Well, I know you're going to enjoy that. You're going to stay nice and warm. So tell us what you do at Spring Meadow Nursery.
So I'm a product development manager at Spring Meadow, and that means I get to work with all of our breeders around the world and find the best genetics to bring back here to the U.S., trial them in Michigan and in different places across the country, and then offer them to our consumers coast to coast.
Wow. So now how does Spring Meadow Nursery partner with Proven Winners Color Choice?
So Proven Winners is it's a group of family-owned nurseries that collaborate together, and they all offer the very best genetics from around the world. And so Spring Meadow provides all of the trees, shrubs, and vines for the Proven Winners brands.
That's wonderful. I just love, they're just quality plants. So now, as a garden communicator, I love telling people about the wonderful opportunities when I see new plants, which ones are good and they do well here in Florida. And so I literally, Judson, gasped when I opened up the box of the Perfecto Mundo azaleas. They were gorgeous. So how are these beautiful azaleas different from our normal beautiful azaleas, like a Formosa?
Yeah, so growing up in Alabama, you know, mother always took my picture on Easter in front of those big southern indica azaleas that we're all used to. They gave us a really nice spring flush. And about over the past 20 years, we've had the advent of the reblooming azalea. So we get a little bit of flower in the spring and a little bit of flower in the fall. And we wanted to really improve upon that. And so we partnered with Dr. Tom Rainey at North Carolina State University, and he bred these azaleas to give us really, really strong flowering impact in the spring and much different flower shapes and forms, and then longer blooming window. We have to have more flower than everything else on the market.
That's wonderful. And so the characteristics of these double blooming azaleas, so what does it mean by having a double bloom?
So double bloom, a lot of people in the past have called it hose and hose, but it's a really nice flower with a lot of petals. The only problem is in the past that those large flowers took a lot of energy to produce. And so in turn, we had less flower or a shorter flowering window. So these have greatly improved upon that. So we have nice long flowering window.
What are some of the other characteristics of the double blooming azaleas?
So we have trialed these in Central Florida. So we really want to make sure that they are lace bug resistant, which is a common pest in azaleas. And we want to make sure there's no disease issues in the areas that they would traditionally grow. But we're selecting these for much more compact habit. So our largest is going to be about 4 feet all the way down to about 1.5 feet. So we've got a lot of different forms for people. And then the color just had to have major, major impact. We wanted the brightest, best colors we could find.
And you did. I'm telling you, the pinks are beautiful. The purples are wonderful. The oranges are boggling. I mean, they just blow my mind. And then the whites are so elegant.
I love the white. It is one of my favorites.
It is. It's just gorgeous. So what kind of site conditions do the Perfecto Mundo azaleas, what do they need?
So very similar to most azaleas. Azaleas, you know, evolved into an understory ecosystem. So they like a ton of organic matter. So it's very important that we apply a lot of mulch so that year after year we have that organic matter breaking down into the soil. And traditionally, we think of them growing in a little bit of the shade. And so they're going to perform best with a little afternoon shade. But we know all consumers don't have a little afternoon shade. So when we trial these in Florida, they are trialed in full sun and they perform exceptionally well.
You know, because sometimes when you don't, when you plant a azalea or a plant that's used to getting shade and you plant it in the sun, they are more susceptible to bugs and, you know, insects and disease. So you're saying these are lace wing resistant?
Yes, these are lace bug resistant. Now it's not.
Oh, not lace wing, lace bug. Yeah.
Yes, lace bug. So if you look at the leaves, they have a pubescence. They have hairs on it, and that's going to help fight off that lace bug.
That is fascinating. I just love that.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I've been able to plant these in two clients' yards, and they're doing so well. They are the
Wonderful.
Foliage is so dense. And so what seasons do they bloom in? When we talk about reblooming, what season can my clients look forward to having them?
So we're, on every single one of them, we're going to have a very strong spring flower. And then throughout the summer, we're going to get periods, cycles of rebloom throughout. With each flush, we're going to get another rebloom. And then in the fall, we have another huge flush of flowers, very similar to what was in the spring.
That is incredible. And so how much fertilizer do they need? What kind of care do they need?
You know, once they're established, they're not going to need a ton of inputs. We want to limit the amount of fertilizer that we're applying. But once you get it established, or once you plant, a good layer of mulch and a nice control-release fertilizer to get them established would be perfect. One tip I will give people when planting azaleas, a lot of people tend to plant them a little too deep. Azaleas like to be planted a little high. So if you plant it about an inch higher in the hole, set up for success.
You know, I just had a client and she said, Teresa, these shrubs are 1.5 inches. She literally had, you know, showed me how much they were out of the ground. I said, you don't understand. As soon as they get in these Florida grounds, they settle and you don't want to bury the top crown of any kind of shrub here in Florida. So I'm so glad I'm so glad you said that. So when will Florida gardeners start seeing and buying Perfecto Mundo azaleas in the garden centers?
So they should have started seeing them this year. They were released to our growers, to wholesale nurseries last year. So a lot of them are starting to hit the market, and our newest varieties will come out and hit the consumer market next year.
All right. So if they don't see them, they need to ask for them, right?
Oh, yes. They'll be available at all independent garden centers, or most good independent garden centers in Florida. Now is the time that those nursery owners are making their orders. So if you want to get some Perfecto Mundo azaleas, make sure you're calling them and telling them to put them on their orders.
Okay, so describe, we've got six different colors, is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And there are more and more coming.
Oh, my goodness. So tell me all the colors that we can find now.
So we've got double dark pink. We've got double pink, double purple, double white, orange, which has such a bright, clear orange-red color, Perfecto Mundo red, really nice bright red, and then a pink carpet. Pink carpet is new for this year. It's only going to get 2 feet tall, makes a really nice ground cover.
So these could make nice container azaleas too, then?
Oh, most certainly. Azaleas love to be grown in a container. They would perform exceptionally well.
So they can put them by their front doors or out. Oh, that's just incredible. So now where can listeners find out about Perfecto Mundo azaleas? Where can they go see them?
Yes, if they can go to mypwcolorchoice.com or springmeadownursery.com, and they can find all that information there.
Okay, so now we need to the beautiful orange one. This is what I'm planning, Judson. I'm planning to pair it, the orange, the Perfecto Mundo orange, double orange, with a blue shrub, something like a plumbago, so we get the UF Gator colors there. How does that sound?
I don't know about. It sounds more like Auburn colors to me, but it sounds perfect.
There you go. So what is the price range, Judson, on these?
You know, it's going to vary based from depending on what size they're purchased in. Either a 1 gallon, 2 gallon, or 3 gallon are going to be what most people are going to see. But anywhere from around $20 to $30 is generally what you would see in Florida
for a low maintenance double bloom azalea with reblooms all 3-4 times a year. This is going to be perfect. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr.
Thank you so much for having me, Teresa. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you so much. This is the Perfecto Mundo azaleas. They have repeat blooms, ability to grow in full sun or shade. And then also, too, if you'd like to see them, go to the Perfecto Mundo on the Proven Color, Proven Winners Color Choice website, and just Google Perfecto Mundo azaleas.
They're gorgeous.
Oh, Lizzie, aren't they? They're breathtaking. I'm serious when I said I gasped when I saw them.
Okay, and the best part about his website is on here it says click to find a retailer near you, and you can put your zip code in, and boom, it brings up a nursery. But I would probably call before you make that trip out there, but yes.
Yeah, no, that's great. And then if they don't have them, need to ask for them. That's the important part. Proven Winners Color Choice and Perfecto Mundo in a Perfect World azaleas. That would be wonderful. So if you have a gardening question that you need answers to, this is the time to do it. You can call me at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
If you're feeling grumpy this morning, try thinking about all of your blessings. As you think of them, is there a common thread through the blessings? For me, the greatest blessings are in relationships. I've been blessed with Christian grandparents and parents and great siblings and an incredible Christian wife. We're blessed with three sons along with their wives that all have real relationships with the Lord. And through them has come the blessings of grandchildren. And you know what? I can't take credit for any of these blessings, these relationships. None of these relationships are perfect, but they are healthy. For that, I am thankful. So is there a perfect blessing through relationships? Yes. His name is Jesus. He is the perfect gift to save us from our flaws, to transform us into the person God created us to be. And that, my friends, is the greatest blessing of all. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I would love to have your phone calls, your gardening questions, your text messages at 23680, or you can give Josh and Lizzie a call at 1-888-455-2967. Let's go to Alex in Melbourne. Good morning, Alex. How can I help you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm glad to finally get through to you because I had a little problem this morning with was sending you a picture of the weed block that a neighbor was kind enough to cut for me, but he cut it too small, and he got very angry when I said it was too small because I've cleared out weeds around the hibiscus plants that I have in a very large area, and I want to try to keep the weeds out. And so I bought two sizes of weed block, and I wondered, you know, he wants to put staples in the small little circles he cut, and I wouldn't let him do it because I want to move those to a smaller plant. But he has already put them together with tape, and he's going to be really mad if I move them. But anyway, so what is the best procedure to keep weeds out? Now, these plants are big, and I wanted a big area to keep the weeds out because they come in there all the time.
Well, Alice, you know, this is something that I don't recommend weed block at all. I don't recommend using the landscape fabric at all. It doesn't prevent weeds. The best bet for you to prevent weeds is to mulch your beds and make sure that you have at least 3 to 4 inches of mulch and prevent that sunlight from getting through. So you want to make sure that you don't have any weeds there at all. You got to remove all the weeds and then put down mulch. And so, you know, if you use the rocks, so if you use rocks, which I don't necessarily recommend, but you can, then you can then put the fabric mulch underneath that. But if you're using regular organic mulch, it's just not recommended to use a fabric mulch at all underneath it, a fabric mesh underneath it. No.
No kidding.
No kidding.
And here I bought a big roll of it.
Well, take it back.
Well, I've cut part of it off and everything. I don't know. But I guess they might. But the thing is, you're saying rocks are the answer?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying mulch is the answer. Okay.
Mulch
is the answer. And so we recommend organic mulch. So that would be any of your pine barks, your eucalyptus, your, you know, any kind of melaleuca mulch, you know, even compost, leaf compost would be great. 3 to 4 inches of mulch, or if you're going to use the rock, then 3 to 4 inches of the rock.
I'll be darned. I do have an oak tree, so I do get a lot of leaves, but I always rake the leaves out of there.
Well, why?
I don't know.
You like it neat and clean, and I understand that. But, you know, your mulch, I would just rake all of your oak leaves and put them right next to the hibiscus, and that would be really good.
No kidding, Teresa. No,
I'm not
going to. You are really a blessing to everybody that has a plant that grows or trying to keep it growing. But I mean, Okay. Well, the big argument I have with my neighbor, I guess, is in vain. He's going to still be angry because he spent a lot of time trying to cut that fabric in a circle.
Well, you just fix him some dinner and some nice cookies and take it over to him.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alice. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate it. She is so sweet. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we don't recommend mulch. And, you know, if you're going to be out there, you'll see it for sale, but it's just not recommended. Now, I use it underneath stones or pathways where we're not going to have anything growing at all.
Oh, I would have never thought that.
Yeah. It's just the weeds come right up through it, and it's just terrible. It just makes you say bad words. So let's go to my text message. It goes, another Central Florida shrub question. Thank you for letting me know you're in Central Florida. For an unwanted shrub, is it better to saw it off at ground level or to dig up the whole plant with the roots? Well, it depends on how big the shrub is. So you want to be able to have some kind of, you know, be able to pull it out of the ground. And so I would say I would cut it to the shrub or whatever you're trying to pull out at 2 to 3 feet high and then be able to get some force behind it when you're pulling it out so that you get it all out by the roots. So you can dig it out or dig it out. But, you know, having something to hold on to is good. I wouldn't cut it down to the ground. You know, so that's a good question. Don't dig it down to the ground. Just dig it down to where you can pull it out with your hands there. 2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so we have a Facebook page. It's called Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can find it on Facebook. Just Google Better Lawns and Gardens, and you'll see our little logo. It says Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins. And you can like the page. We would love it if you did that. You can also ask questions on the page, or you can upload your photographs of your gardens and your plants. I would love to see those. And then you can also like my page, Teresa Watkins FL, and you can see all of the photographs and gardening pictures and memes and all the different posts that I post to as well. So you can go to betterlawns.com and find, you can subscribe to the show that when it downloads, you can find it on our page.
I've got a question because I'm still picturing whenever you were talking to our last guest about not planting and not shoving the bush or the shrub all the way down into the ground.
Yeah.
It needs, what did you say?
Well, the issue is that here in Florida with our sandy soils, that it's going to settle. Plants settle. And it's very easy to plant right at the level of the ground, and people think that's just exactly where it should be.
See, that's just a natural thing for people to think.
Exactly. And so what you want to do is plant it 1 to 2 inches above the ground, because then you're going to put the mulch on top of it too. So that mulch is going to be 3 to 4 inches. You want to keep everything away from the trunk. You don't want to cover that trunk area. You want to see the flare at the bottom of the shrub or tree. And then after 6 months, it will have settled down and it will be level with the ground. But if you plant it level, then it's still going to sink and it's going to be 2 inches down in the ground in that hole. And then you're going to have the mulch on top of it. And it's just going to, it won't be able to breathe.
You know how prescription bottles have the warning labels on them? Well,
yes.
Whenever they sell shrubs, they should have that warning label especially for them.
Do not. And you will look at a lot of labels and it will tell you how to plant it. And so in my newsletter, I talk about that too as well, my monthly newsletter. So if you'd like to give me a call, we still have a few minutes and we got the next segment. This is the time to get your phone call in. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're out there. Let me know you're listening in South Florida. We want to hear from you. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your fishing gear is loaded, lunch is packed, the boat's gassed up, everything you need for an awesome day on the water. Well, not everything. You should also bring along your boating safety education. So be sure to take a Florida boating safety course. Know before you go. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. You'll have more fun out on the water. You can take a course in a classroom or online. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Healthcare coverage and preventive care go hand in hand. Whether it's vaccines or checkups, it's important to take charge of your health. Go to healthcare.gov and enroll by December 15th for January 1st coverage. All plans include maternity care and mental health care. Plus, financial assistance may be available. Need some help? Call 877-813-9115 and speak to a navigator or visit coveringfl.org to make an appointment today. It's free and confidential. That's 877-813-9115. Open enrollment is going on now through January 15th.
If you're feeling grumpy this morning, try thinking about all of your blessings. As you think of them, is there a common thread through the blessings? For me, the greatest blessings are in relationships. I've been blessed with Christian grandparents and parents and great siblings and an incredible Christian wife. We're blessed with three sons along with their wives that all have real relationships with the Lord. And through them has come the blessings of grandchildren. And you know what? I can't take credit for any of these blessings, these relationships. None of these relationships are perfect, but they are healthy. For that, I am thankful. So is there a perfect blessing through relationships? Yes. His name is Jesus. He is the perfect gift to save us from our flaws, to transform us into the person God created us to be. And that, my friends, is the greatest blessing of all. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You'll have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Alice in Melbourne. Good morning, Alice. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. You were so kind to say to put leaves around as a mulch, but the leaves that I get from the oak tree are always full of sticks. You know, and then of course when I rake them up, they pick up more sticks, and it's just so yucky to put sticks and stuff around the plants that I've got to mulch. So I'm wondering about that, and you know, also wondering about the weed block that you said not to use. So I guess that's one thing that I've learned today too.
Okay, so do you have a lawnmower? Do you mow your lawn?
Oh yeah, I do, and I mow my own grass. Yeah, but then I do have weeds, and I don't want to put weed seeds in around
right.
the plants either.
No, I agree with you. And so, what I was going to ask you is, do you have an area that you can start your own compost pile?
Not really. I don't have that much room. No.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that if you have a bagger on your lawnmower, that you bag it when your weeds have flowered and have the seeds on them.
I always do. Yeah, okay, and then I dump them in a receptacle.
Okay, excellent. That's great. But then when you want to rake up the leaves underneath your oak tree with the little sticks, so I would take out any big branches, but then I would run over your leaf pile with your lawnmower and break those little twigs down.
Oh.
And then pull, and then you can rake them underneath your shrubs. And then that's going to provide you really good compost. That'll be good.
Mhm. Okay, mow through the leaves. Yeah, cut them down.
Yeah, and then your lawnmower will break down into smaller pieces, and those little twigs then will decompose faster.
Okay. All right. Try that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, everything. Alice. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, doctor.
Not me. That was Dr. Judson LeCompte. You would not fare well under my medical care. I have a kind of theory, Roy, that if it doesn't survive, okay, next.
You called me a patient. I figured you're a doctor.
How can I help?
Hey, anyway, I got a question. I keep my yard box in a section in the backyard, and it collects a lot of water underneath it. I was thinking about putting gravel or drain. You know, it's about 6 foot long, 3 foot wide area. What would you recommend?
Okay, so this is an area. What is on top of the area?
My yard box with my pool equipment and stuff.
Oh, sure. Gravel will work just fine. Is this coming from a gutter or from your roof?
Well, it was like a swale eventually. They went through, and I put this drain tile before it underneath the ground with that cover around it and everything. You didn't need gravel, and you put it 18 inches deep and
right.
All that. But I stopped it before this yard box about 8-10 feet before that because it didn't seem that wet there. But in this area, instead of digging it up for that little area and put that in, would gravel work just as well? Or
sure, that would be fine. Not a problem. Yeah, I mean water percolates so quickly here unless you were living on a swamp, which some parts of Windermere are wet. You know, so I would just see how long the water stays there because you don't want to attract mosquitoes and everything underneath your yard box.
Yeah, or varmints.
Well, the varmints I'm not worried about, but it's the mosquitoes that would be the issue for me. So I would just see next time you get wet there and see how long it stays there. If it drains within 3 hours, no big whoop. Go ahead and just put gravel there. That's not a problem.
Well, it stays wet for quite a while.
Well,
it's almost always wet or damp underneath there.
Yeah, so, does it pool or puddle?
Not really pool. Maybe a slight puddle once in a while, but right. Not bad. It's just so soggy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so I just don't want an area for you that's going to attract, mosquitoes and the larva there so that they lay their larva there and you just have more of a mosquito issue. If it's just wet, that's not going to be too bad of a problem. Now, also,
right.
Too, can you move your box? Can you move it?
Well, it's in an ideal location right now. I can move it manually, if that's what you mean.
Well, what I was saying is if you wanted to move it, like, after a rain so that it gets more sunlight and it will, evaporate a little bit quicker there and then move it back.
Move it back?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to see about if you can get a couple of days after a rain that where you can just let it dry out.
Yeah. Well, see, it used to be in the swale originally. The property was like, what do they call that, where your boundaries are?
Yes.
The swale was supposed to be between the houses, but it came under my yard box.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's fine, though. That's where it's supposed to drain.
Okay.
Okay? Good talking with you, Roy. Thank you.
Okay.
We have a text message here that says we have a ponderosa lemon bush. This is from Fred, about 3 feet high and loaded with fruit. We are moving and still within Central Florida. We would like any advice regarding removing and replanting. Thanks and have a blessed day. Thank you, Fred. That's what Lizzie and I need. We need a blessed day today.
Amen.
So it has fruit on it. I would want to know how close you have the fruit to being ready to harvest. And if it's ready to harvest now, then I wouldn't have a problem with going ahead and digging it up, putting it in a pot and transplanting it. But if they're just new, then you can still dig it up and transplant it. You're just not going to get those lemons. So it's not a big thing. Citrus doesn't mind being transplanted that size, 3 foot tall. I wouldn't worry about it. So, go ahead and either harvest the fruit and transplant or just transplant and know that you might lose those lemons.
Now,
okay.
Now, should you wait till maybe the spring to transplant it? I mean, is there a certain time that you should wait?
Well, not that size. And if he's moving here to Central Florida, then I'm not too worried. We're going to have a La Nina winter here. And so if he wants to dig it up and put it in a pot, and then that way, if we get a freeze, he can put it in his garage and then replant it in the springtime. That's also an option, too, as well.
When you say that, I just laugh because then I think about you bringing your pets in for the winter. Bring your plants in for the winter.
You know, and people don't think we get cold, and we're not going to have a really cold winter this year, but we may have a couple of freezes, and the citrus tree, you know, that's not too bad, you know, for them when we get a couple of them.
That's true. Yeah, they're pretty tough.
There you go. Somebody smiled at me. Who smiled at me? I don't know who smiled at me. Somebody smiled at me.
If you're going to send smiles, also send your name and where you're from so that we can acknowledge you. We do appreciate all the smiles and the cool sunglasses.
I love that. So lawn care that you should be doing this month in November. And if you'd like to read more about what to do in your yard, my newsletter is up and out. And you can go to my website, she-consulting.com. Go to my On the Air page and you can see all of the newsletters from the past few years, and you can catch up on what to do in your landscape. But November, we're going to have 80s next week, so you still want to make sure you're watering. We're only watering once a week here in the St. John's River Water Management District, so once a week watering, and that's all you need to be watering. If you haven't fertilized your turf, go ahead and do so now. This is going to be the last time in those few weeks during early November that you can do it, so do it now. And then also, too, when you are watering, do not water for an hour at a time. Make sure you calibrate your irrigation system.
Right.
And then you can make sure you know how much water is needed. So calibrate it to know how long to turn your timer on. Turning it on for just an hour is not going to be good. I want to thank our guest today, Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist at 335 West Michigan Street, for explaining about azomite and necessary minerals for your plants. And then to Dr. Judson LeCompte for being the perfect person to showcase my favorite azalea, Proven Winners Color Choice, Perfecto Mundo Azalea. They are really gorgeous. Thank you, Lizzie and Josh, for making the show a big success. I really appreciate you coming in. Big thank you to all our callers and texters. Join Lizzie and Josh and I next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
We just had somebody text in real quick. What is your email quickly?
Oh, real quickly. Okay, great. So my email address is teresa.watkins@live.com. He caught us right there in the last.
That was perfect. And the listeners, you guys rock. I'm telling you, I love taking the phone calls and you guys are amazing. If it went for our listeners and our sponsors, Teresa would not be able to rock the show like she does.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. I appreciate it. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.